Today's daf in the Masechet Kritut is daf Chof Vav, and brought to you behind Chomot Yerushalayim, and we are holding at the bottom of Chof Vav Amid Beit, Chayavei Ashamot Tluyin, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaperan. That's what the Mishnah said. Today the Gemara wants to know, Mino Anemili, why are we so certain that Yom Kippur is Mechaper if someone owed an Asham Tolu? He doesn't have to bring an Asham Tolu after Yom Kippur. Omar Rabbi Elazar, it says beferish in the pasuk that ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem letaher etchem mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titara. So it's pshat chet lifnei Hashem. It's always lifnei Hashem. In other words, but what it's saying is that a chet that is only lifnei Hashem. In other words, a chet she'eno makir bo ela makom, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself knows about. And nobody else, and that's exactly why I'm bringing the Ashram Tolu. Nobody could tell me whether I was over on this Aveira or not. So that Yom HaKippur is a Mechaper. Omer of Tachlifa, Avod Aruna, Mishmei Derava. You should know that what you were discussing yesterday was all wrong. Because whatever drasha you were trying to say, a pious drasha with Rav Dimi's Kasha, and when we answer Rav Dimi's Kasha with Avonot, and the Hekesh, Shem, forget about all of that.
The Tzar yesterday.
The first Kadmaita, the first limud about how you know that Chatas and Hashem Vada is not Mechuper, Nami lo tete le mifshete, lo mi Rav Dimi, velo mi Rabbi, forget about everything you heard yesterday, okay? It's all wrong. And not, don't learn it from Rav Dimi's pasuk. Don't learn it, which was that first attempt. Don't learn it from a pious pasuk. You need learn it neither from the Seran Asa Bifnim, nor from the Seran Asa Bichutz. Forget about all of that. You learn it from here, where the Torah is telling you what Yom Kippur is about. Okay, as we're talking about what Korbanos are about. This is about what Yom Kippur is about. What is Yom Kippur Mechaper? But how about if it's not a chet lifnei Hashem? How about it's a chet that you know about? They're not. So the same way that it taught you that an Hashem Tolu Yom Kippur is mechaper, it's telling you that on other avonot where it's not the exclusive yediyah of Hashem, it is not mechaper. You don't need to look any further than that. So therefore, Miha, learn it from this pasuk, namely, chet she'eino makir bo ela hamakom, a chet which is only lifnei Hashem, that is the chet Yom HaKippur mizbechaper. Umina, and you could be medayik from that, that a chet that is mukar, where you're yada, it's, it would be, not be mechaper. So mina, chet she'eino makir bo ela hamakom, who do Yom HaKippur mechaper? Avo the Yadaba, where others know about it, you know about it, then you have to go ahead and bring your korban, and it's not mechaper. Let's not get confused. This is purely a reference to korbanot. Doesn't mean that Yom Kippur isn't mechaper. Let's say if you did a lav, amazing, and you're chayev malkios. Well, you might think, all right, but we won't talk about korbanos, but a malchus, maybe Yom Kippur would be mechaper. No. You're still chayev. Machayev malchus shavar lehem Yom Kippurim. You're chayev just like you would be chayev a korban. Obviously, I mean, why would I think? I just think if I can't get away without bringing a korban chatas or korban hashem, why would I think I get away without getting malkut after Yom Kippur? Pshita, ma'ishnami chayvei chataot v'ashamot v'da'in, where we just prove that it's not mechaper. Well, I'll tell you, says Rav Tachlifa. I'll tell you. I might have thought. Now look. The fact that the Torah says Yom Kippur cannot take the place of what you owe in terms of a carbon is because owing a carbon is owing money. Yom Kippur doesn't cancel money debts. So over there I understand. Hata mamona. Mashenkin over here where you're chayev malkut. So we'll say, okay, listen, that's something that's in your very body. Maybe there's no limitations. And Yom Kippur indeed is Machaper. Kamash Malan, that it's not. It's not. But it says Beferish in the Mishnah that it is. It says Hoda, Velo Hoda, Asay, Velota Asay, Yom Kippur is Machaper on everything. So what are you telling me? It's not. Now, that means where there's no concrete chiv that's attached to what you did. Let's say you were over a lot, amazing, but nobody gave you hatra'ah. So in that case, you're not going to get malkut, okay? There, Yom Kippur is mechaper. All that Rav Chachlifa was saying is that malkut is no different than a korban. A concrete consequence of chait is followed up. Something that is kuloi b'nei shamayim, Yisurin, Misa, Chorus, that Yom Kippur can be mechaper. Goda, trebe, adalah, trebe. Oh, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. So according to this limud of Rav Elazar, so now, why did we say before that a suffik yoledet that comes now after Yom Kippur still has to bring her korban? Only God knows, and therefore should have to bring her korban, right? So why don't we say Rav Elazar's drasha applies even to a suffik yoledet? Safik yoledet she'avar aleha yom ha'kippurim lo taitis, shouldn't have to bring a korban anymore. Do ha'kippur aleha yom ha'kippurim, because Yom Kippur is mechaper, because it's a perfect example of a chet she'ino makir ba'al ha'makomu. Om Rav Ashi, what chet shmeit? Who are you talking about a chatas yoledet? Is it coming because she sinned? A chatat yoledet is coming for tum'ah. Where does it say that Yom Kippur has any impact on tum'ah? It says l'kol chatotam. Does it say l'kol tumotam anywhere? No. So therefore, it's not mechaper because I'm a tire. So lo l'kol tumotam. And what about according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that every yoledet is essentially a chota'at, because when she's about to give birth, she says, I never will do this again, I swear. Right? And so therefore, she's considered to be a chote. So according to him, we should view echatas yoledet as a kaporan chet. So what are you going to say according to him? Ma'i galameima. Answer, come on. The yoledet is not bringing a carbon because she sinned. The oledes kikam maite korblish taruya ba'achilat kodashimu v'lola kapara matya. What she's bringing that korban for is to be able to eat kachin as part of her tahora. And Rashi brings here something which actually appears in some of the Gemarot, which is that, well, as far as the sin is concerned, the sin was mechupar with the tsar that she had b'sha'at leida. Now that is an absolutely astonishing Rashi, because it makes zero sense. The Gersum makes zero sense in the Gemara, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was referring to the Chatat Yoledet. The Gemara asks, why does Yoledet bring a Chatat? And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, because she's a Chotat. So what are you turning around and saying? Yeah, but her Chatas isn't coming because she's a Chotat. That's what he was referring to, for heaven's sake. So the simple meaning of the Gemara, why Rashi is doka, this simple meaning every single time. Mela, and we'll have to talk about it at some other point, but the simple meaning of the Gemara is, as the Chasam Sofer learns, that it may be true that the Yom Kippur is mechaper for her chet. So, but she still needs to bring this carbon to eat kachin. So even if she was mechupar the chet, it has nothing to do with the seder of the tahar of the oledet. So what's on the gear? You're talking about this part? She still needs to bring her korban for achilat kachin, not for kapar. Well, I care about the kapar. So Rav Ashi, well, of course, if you read the Mishnah carefully, you would have understood that yourself. It says, Aisha, of safek. This is how we started this whole list of things. And that was the first thing. We said, read the next four words. Mipnei shemachsharata lechol bezvachim. Didn't notice that. That's the whole point. You need to bring the carbon to make the tar. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? Okay, fine. So forget about the chatat yoledet. How about a mitzorah? A suffix mitzorah, where we also have to bring a carbon for him. Shavar alav Yom HaKippurim should not have to bring, because once Yom HaKippurim was avar, avar alav Yom HaKippurim, anechet she'in makir bo ela makom. Omer Voshayim was the same answer. A chatat of the mitzorah that we're bringing, that's not coming for chet, that's coming for tum'ah. So this is part of the way in which the mitzorah now is able to become tahor. So that's the pasuk that we mentioned. Yom Kippur is mechaper lekol chatatam. It's not mechaper lekol tumatam. Very simple. Oh, but what are you going to do with the fact that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani quotes Rabbi Yochanan is saying that al shivad varim nigaim baim, that there's seven averas, and that you don't get tzaraz for nothing. You get tzaraz for all of these various things, and for gilui arayas, and for geneva, and for lashon hara, and all the tzaraz ayin, and all the things that we darish in there. Yes, that's true. But once again, mitzorah ki maite lav lekapara maite. When it's a power, when mitzorah is bringing his korban, he's not bringing it for kapara. He's bringing it the ishtaruye be'achila. So here too, Rashi says that the tsar of the nega itself was the kapara for the tzarat. Fine, that's very good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you don't need it, but anyway, when he brings it, he still needs to bring it as part of the seder of his tahira. Ask the Gemara, okay, fine. What about a Suffolk Nazir? The Suffolk Nazir, Shavar Lev Yom HaKippurim, should not bring a carbon, Do HaKippur Yom HaKippurim, because it's a chet, She'in Makir Ve'Elam Makom, Omra Boshaya. Same answer, man. Lekol Chatotam, Velo Lekol Tuma, right? And what about, according to Rabbi Elazar ben HaKafar, who says that a Nazir is a chote? He says that because the Nazir was Mitzayah at Atzmo and Ayayin, thinking he's better than everybody else, and keeping himself away from the pleasures of this world, so he has to bring a korban. So what are you going to say according to that? Comes out that it really is coming on chait. Yes, but the Nazir, when he's bringing his korban, is not bringing it for kapara. He's bringing lemecha of nezirut tarahu. He's bringing it so that we can restart the nezirut of the tahara. Here too, Rashi brings, why isn't he bringing it for kapara? Because he already got his kapara for the tsar of not being able to get his haircut.
That's tough.
I don't know. It's strange. Yeah. I guess in those days.
Yes, yeah.
Ask the Gemara, okay, what about a suffix sota? A suffix sota, Shavar Aleh Yom HaKippurim, should also not bring a carbon, because there too, it's Yom Kippur has passed, and it's a chet. Nobody knows if she was nisteret, if she had played around with this guy or not. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and therefore we should cancel her carbon. Dachiper Aleh Yom HaKippurim, Techet She'inu Makir Ela Makom, Omre Voshaya, Sota is called Vinitme'ah. Or lo nitma'a. So it's not a din in chait. It's a din in nitma'a. It says l'chol chatotam. V'lo l'chol tumatam. Abaye v'rava say, the Abaye says, that's not the reason. The reason is because there is somebody who knows. The guy who slept with her, he knows. So what do you mean nobody knows? Of course they know. They're just not telling. But they know. So this suspected Boel is Makir. Rava says, what are you guys talking about? A Sotah's Korban has nothing to do with anything. Forget about Tuma. Forget about Chet. It's coming to be Mevarer, whether she did something or not. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? Nothing. So the Sotaki Matya Levarer Avon Ka'atya. Oh, yeah? And what about Egla Rufa? So in Egla Rufa, Shavala, Yom HaKippurim, how come over there? Nobody knows who killed. So why don't we say that Yom HaKippurim is Makapra? Omer Abba, well, the murderer knows his own identity. Yes. Rava Omar? Rava says, you don't have to come on to that. It says in the Torah, Beferish, in that context, V'la'aretz lo yechupar ledam, that there will be no kapara for dam asher shupach pa ki'im bedam shofcho. And that's in the context of this Egla Rufa Kaperna and so on. Let's say, V'lo tichtachanif v'eta'aretz. So in other words, basically the Torah is saying, don't look around for other kaparas. Comes to murder, there's no other kapara. I'm telling you, this is the Seder. You bring the Egla Rufa, when you find the guy, you kill him. And don't look around for anything else. Rav Papa Amar, it says in the Pasuk that the people that bring the Egla Rufa wash their hands and they say these words, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padita. Well, what does that mean? Obviously, Asher Padita. I mean, Amcha Yisrael is Asher Padita throughout history. What are we mentioning it here for? We're mentioning it to teach that the Egla Rufa is a kapara, a single kapara, that can be mechaper even on Yotzei Mitzrayim. Very suitable for tonight, Mitzray Pesach. So even on those who came out of Mitzrayim, let's say nobody ever brought an Egla Rufa for all of the suspected murders throughout history, and you're bringing this Egla Rufa, this Egla Rufa goes back through all the generations. Wait a minute. There was Yom Kippur between this Egla Rufa and Yotzei Mitzrayim, so clearly the Pasuk is saying Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Hashta the Amrit, that Chet Sheinu Makir Elo Shein Makir Bo Elo Makom Yom HaKippurim. I have a question for you, and that is that if it's a Chet that only a Oshem Tole can be Mechuparan, so why is it that if you find out about a Chet after Yom Kippur, why do you need to bring a korban? Right? You're saying there's a machaper on this thing. So why do you need to bring? Why are you bringing a korban? You should not bring a chatas anymore either, because nobody knew, and Yom Kippur was a machaper at that point. Yom Kippur was a machaper. So any time that a person basically finds out about a chet after Yom Kippur. At Yom Kippur, nobody knew. He only discovers it afterwards. So why isn't Yom Kippur mechaper? It should be mechaper on the chatas. The only reason it only was mechaper on Hashem Toloi is because Hashem Toloi is the only thing that's being brought in something that nobody knows. But the fact is, if you didn't discover your chet until after Yom Kippur, then nobody knew. So you weren't chay of chatas yet. So then you should not have to bring it anymore. Omer Abizir, that's an excellent question. But the Torah goes out of its way to forestall that kind of thinking. Lo matzit amrit. You know why? Because the Torah goes out of its way to mention yediyah three separate times. So it talks about yediyah in terms of chatas yachid, kavi chatat yachid. It again mentions the word yediyah, that the nasi discovers that he was osa achat mi mitzvot Hashem. So by a nasi it also says yediyah, and by a tzibur it also says vohoda venoda. So that means what do we need three? Must be coming to tell me, look, no matter what the circumstances, pre-Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, when you find out, you're going to have to bring. Despite, so what is left? The only thing is left is specifically a korban that is being brought on the fact that I don't know. That is the Ashram Tali. But a korban that's being brought on what I do know, that the Torah is saying, once you find out, you have to bring. It says, wait a minute. There's no extra pasuk there. I need all three cases of yediyah separately. A chatas yochid, and a chatas nasi, and a chatas tzibur. Why? Because let's say the Torah would have written that vodalav chatato by a yachid. I would have said, okay, that's by a yachid, the Torah is mechayev you for yediyah. But I certainly can't learn the fact of yediyah on any of the others, because I would say, kulon miyachid lo ata, ikala miyafrach. I could say, look, you know what? A yachid is really kol karbono nikiva. He only brings a nikiva and never brings anything else. So because of that, a yachid can only bring a karbon if he has a clear-cut yediyah, because the Torah really was not mechayev him a very powerful korban,
a female.
But, I mean, a nasi brings a sa'ir. So maybe the Torah is more machma than nasi, even if he doesn't have a 100% yediyah, that he should bring a chatas v'aray, and not an ashram talui, and indeed he's mechuyev on yediyah safek. So too, by par elam davar. I mean, after all, both of them bring males and only males. So I would say that, okay, over there, I need to have both. So you'll say, okay, so fine, so right by a nutsa. Okay, why can't we learn everything from a nutsa? The night down at a nutsa? No, I can't. I can't learn out a yachid from a nasi, because, first of all, ikal mifrah, mal nasi, shikain eno bishmiatko, tomar biyachid, shikain yeshno bishmiatko. Remember that a nasi is not able to give eidos anyway. Melech isn't made. So therefore, it's not include. He doesn't bring a korban at all for denial of yediyah testimony. And I can't learn out a tzibur either from a nasi, because I could say that a dikala mifra, malas balanasi, shekein bikorbano nikeva, when it comes to avodah zarah, we learn out from the pasuk in nefesh achat techet bishkaga, which includes even a nasi and a kohen mashiach, nefesh achat, and over there you bring a sira. So at least there's one case where you bring a seerah. There's never a case where a tzibur would bring in the keva. So therefore, forget it. You can't learn out from there. Okay? Now, you'll say, all right, so fine. So write yediyah from tzibur. And I say, a tzibur, which is the most chomer, requires yediyah. So for sure, yachid and anasi will require yediyah. Not true. I still couldn't be night to yachid v'nasimina, because I could say, you know what? A tzibur never brings a korban unless they also made a psak halacha that what they're doing is mutter. So it needs to be elim davar. The only chiyuv of a tzibur is on par elim davar shal tzibur. Or servet is kachovim shal tzibur. Same din. They need to first pask and make a mistake that something is mutter. And then people need to follow it with shigat ma'aseh. Come on, that's a unique situation where you can't learn out from there that you need a yediyah vaday for a yachid stam who does a maisa? Absolutely not. Okay, fine. I see that you can't learn one. Michada yediyah lo atya. But how about if the Torah would have given us two examples of yediyah, could we not have derived the third from those two? And if we could have derived the third from those two, then we have an extra one. And if we have an extra one, it's coming to teach us not to entertain the notion that Yom Kippur would be mechaper, rather a yediyah is always mechayev a korban. So let's see if we could do that. So I understand, b'chora yediyah lo atya, let us learn out chora yediyah from two of the examples, okay? So how about if it wouldn't have written yediyah gabe yachid? And let's learn out the fact that a yachid needs to bring a korban only with yediyah from the nasi and from the tzibur. No, because neither the nasi and the tzibur has a korban bishmiat kol. Tomar biyachid, because obviously a tzibur can't be made. So a yachid who has a new korban for for Shmiat Kol, maybe the Torah has looser standards for how it is we're going to be Mechayev a Yochid. Maybe just the suspicion would be enough. And then you'll say, okay, fine. So then don't write a Pasuk of Yediyah by a Tzibur, and we could learn out the Tzibur from the idea that's written by a Yochi and by a Nazi. No, because I could say both the Yochi and the Tzibur, the Torah has a loose kind of carbon, because at least they have carbonot that are Nekiva. Tomar b'Tzibur, where you'll never find a Nekiva. Okay, well, how about don't write by Nazi? And a combination of the idea by Yochid and the Tzibur should be enough to allow us to derive Nasi. Because what are you going to ask? My parashah. You're going to ask, well, Nasi, you can't learn out from a Nasi. A Nasi is not Bishmiat Kol. Or a Nasi, a Yochid Yochiyach, who is Bishmiat Kol. You're going to ask, Yesh Bechol Korbanon Nekeva. By the Tzibur, there's no Korbanon Nekeva. And therefore, you're going to ask. So you're going to ask from what? That maybe the Tzibur is only Chayav Halam Davar. But we can go back and forth between the Tzibur and the Yochid. So therefore, we could simply have learned the idea for the Nasi and learned it from them. So therefore, Lama Li Dichtiv Yediyah Agavei Nasi. Must be that Imeno Yana Gufe. I don't need it to teach me the fact that you need Yediyah, because that I could have learned out from a Mahatzad of Yochid Vitzibor. Therefore, it's Neu Inyan, Lechadimit Yadeale, Batar Yom HaKippurim, must be coming to tell me that even if you find out that you did something wrong and you had done it before Yom Kippur, and you find out after Yom Kippur, now you have to go bring your carbon. It's okay? Yeah. So therefore, by Techatat, Abaye says, no, wait a minute. I would not be able to learn out the Nasi. Idalokhtiv yadiyah gabi Nasi. I would never have been able to learn out a Nasi from a Yochid and a Tzibur. Yochid v'Tzibur lo'ati. Because I would say, look, there is something in common to a Yochid and a Tzibur. And that is, you know what? They could never change. The Yochid remains the Yochid with exactly the same kiyuvim. Tzibur remains a Tzibur. A Nasi can be fired. So a Nasi can lose his Nasiut. Nasi is asui lehishtanot. And then he'd be like anybody else. So therefore, I need to know that nonetheless, he requires Yediyah. Elam Rabbi, listen, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. If you want to look for the basis of how we know that we've got an extra pasuk over here, forget about learning one from the other. You know what? We know that in each one of these cases, there's a gzeira shava. Each one talks about achat mi mitzvot Hashem Elokech, asher lo te'asena. So that mitzvot, is a gzeira shava that we've spoken about before. And therefore, mitzvot yalfi me'adadi. Haven't we learned out many things from that gzeira shava? So kivan de yalfi me'adadi. I would have known by the fact that there's a gzeira shava, if you write by any one of them, that we need a yediyah. So I would know all of them need a yediyah. Lama li dichtiv shalosh yediyot. What's the point of repeating yediyah? Gabi yachid, gabi nasiv, gabi tzibur. Therefore I say, imenu inyan legufayim. If you don't need it to tell me the specific halakha which it appears to be addressing, because that I would have known anyway, dagamri lehen mitzvot, tneu inyan, use it to teach you what the din is, where your mityat de'alei batar yom akipurim, and who the mighty, that's what it's coming, to teach me that there you bring a chatat, and not yom akipurim is the kapara. Ah, but wait. Yes, that makes sense. Ema ki mitya de'alei batar yom akipurim, who the mighty chatat? Yishom de yom akipurim, lav aladein chet ka'ati. Maybe the point is that because you found out after Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur never came to address this chet at all. That's the point. Okay, how about if Yom Kippur did come to address this chet? How about that you were going to bring it Arshim Tali because you did find out? Now comes on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was Bechaper on that chet. Now if it's Bechaper on that chet, maybe then you don't bring the chatas afterwards. So Arshim Tali, Galadein chet ka'ati. Anyway, Yom Kippur now is coming for that chet. So then, Ema Hachinami, that it would be Mechaper, in the sense that the Chimit Yadea Le Labata, the Kamaiti Hashem Tali, Lo Maite Chatat. That then when he finds out that he actually was Chayte Vadai, so then he should not have to bring a Korban Chatas at all, because Yom HaKippurim is meant to be mechaper on something that that the Hashem Tali would be mechaper on. Omar Rava, Omar Kro. If you take a look in the Lashon of the Pasuk, it speaks about Yedia. So it says, O Hoda Elav Chatato Asher Chata Vevi Korbano, and so on. Now, that O Hoda Elav Chatato, what is that coming to tell me? O Hoda Elav Chatato. That is there in order to teach me, even in a case, mikomako, even in a case where I had already come to address the Yasham Talui. Okay, so now I'm really confused. You're telling me that anyway I have to bring a katas afterwards, right? So what really is the point of the Yasham Talui at all then? I mean, what's it coming to address? Omer Bzera, what do you mean, what's it coming to address? What if he dies before he finds out? So if he died, it was Mechaper. He mate below Avon. Matkifla Rava, come on, if somebody dies, Mita is considered to be Mimareket es Chataim. What's he needed Hashem Tolui for? Elam Rava La, Gen Alav, Mina Yisurin. The Hashem is coming to keep Yisurin away from him up until such time as he does find out about his chet. Chatat ha'of, habal ha'safek. See, we have a strange thing that we had two mishnayot. We had the chatat ha'of, habal ha'safek, we said earlier, like a chavbe. Then we had this mishnah, chatat ha'of, which is baal ha'safek. So, well, what can you do? If it's no dala, I assume meant, always thought it meant, what it means in the other cases. You're no dala that actually it wasn't a leda. So then, okay, now you were molike it and you gotta bury it. Amarav v'chiper. But it's okay, it was a good kapora. What? Wait a minute. It was a good kapora. In other words, what Rav understood that the Mishnah is referring, not that she found out that she wasn't a yoleda, but rather that she found out she was a yoledet, and that's what v'nodala means. And it's coming to tell me that this chatat ha'of, even though you found out after you already did the malika, it's a good kapora. But if that's the meaning of the Mishnah, why in the world would it say to bury it? So then I might tikaver. Well, that's because ina mishtameret. I mean, since we didn't know for sure that she was a yoledet, and we figured it wasn't going to be usable, so because of that, we didn't make absolutely certain that tuma would not befall it. What was that supposed to mean? When? Emet lo mishtameret. You're telling me before we did the malika, I got news for you, it was alive. Live birds can't be makabel tuma, okay? If it's afterwards, so then coming after that, we're going to be careful that no tuma touches it in the Beit HaMikdash. No, you know, wait, we're making a terrible mistake. Rav did not make this statement about our Mishnah. Of course, our Mishnah that says that you bury it is talking about that you found out that she did not do a Leda. And therefore, it's a Nevela to say, but the truth is that it's muter b'hana'a. It's actually muter b'hana'a. Now you'll say, why? It's mamish chulin, because it's a mistake. So you'll say, but wait, Isn't it Chulin Shnishkata Ba'azara? No, says Rashi. It wasn't Nishkata. We murdered it. We did a Malika. And only Cholet Shnishkata Ba'azara becomes Asura Ba'ana and requires the. So Mamela, the truth is that it really is Mutter completely. Umayti Kaver Min Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said to bury it. People, yeah, people could get mixed up. They don't know that she found out, okay, so bury it. Where was Rav referring to when Rav said that it is Mechaper? It's referring to that first Mishnah. Where over there it said, Aisha Sheviya Chatata of Pesafek. So over there it said in the Mishnah, Im Achalonim Mechanodala Sheyalda Vadai. So then bring it as a Vadai. Should we mean Sheviya Aloda? Maybe Aloda. Same exact corpus. What's the difference? So Rav comes to say that even though it said Ima Chalonim Laka, it's Lavdavka. And that in reality, even Mishanim Laka was no Dasha Yelda. Rav says, look, okay, you found out in time, no? So you could still do the Azayat Adam, you could still do the Mitzvah Adam from the body and from the head, and now you'll be Mechaper. And it's fine. And then it's Mutar Bachila. That's why I wasn't referring to our Mishnah when you bury it. Rabbi Yochanan says, not true. When the Mishnah said that only up until the point of Nimlaka, it meant exactly what it says. We spoke about this before, remember Taisus pointed out there, that according to Rav, clearly it's Lav Davka. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's Davka and it's Asura Bachila. Not really, though. It's because it's a Gzeira. The Rabbonah, where goes there? Because people might think that a Chatata of HaBa'al HaSafek is meant to be eaten, because they won't know that she found out. So Mamela the Rabbonah Nasrit. Tani Levi Kavate the Rab. Levi had two brides. One of them said exactly what Rav said. Chatata of HaBa'al HaSafek. You could still do the mizo, you could be mazah the dam, you could be mematzeh the dam, and you could be mechaper on her, and it's mutarat pachila. But Levi also had a braita, which was tani gavati de Rabbi Yochanan, chatata of haba ala safek, imat shalo nimlaka noda la shalo yelda, if she finds out that she was not yoledet. Fine, okay, so then they say lechulin, well, she could sell it, I mean, she could give it to somebody else. Im achalonim lakanodala she yalda vadai. If also she finds out before Malika that she did have a baby, in other words, that the abortion was also was chayim, so then this should be teaseh vadai, make this into her own chatat yoledet vadaim. After all, there's no difference. Mi min she meviya ala lohoda, meviya ala hoda. But, and here's the part that's exactly like Rabbi Yochanan, but im mishanim laka noda she alda, if she only finds out about the leida after the malika, then it's asura afilu bihana'a. Jala safek ba'amit chilata, kipras veka v'halchala. Look, it was brought as a suffix. We have to treat it that it continues to be exactly what it was meant to be, and it's as if it was lo noda, and that's how we're going to treat it.